Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for the 64th International Berlin Film Festival. I am joined today by Matthias Walter Knoll, who is the programme manager of the Berlinale Talents for this year. I appreciate you're extremely busy, you're finalising everything, so very difficult but exciting time, right?
It is. I mean, it's actually in the weeks that we have the programme almost finished. All the talents have been invited, everybody is preparing everything, and we're finalising the program. And these are the kind of weeks where you feel the buzz already coming up, because we know what's going to happen. Everybody has high expectations, and it doesn't take that long anymore before everything really starts. So that's exciting. Yeah.
Not long now. It's only a couple of weeks away.
I absolutely agree.
So the Berlinale Talents, this is in its 12th year. You've got a new logo, a name change for this year, from Berlinale Talents Campus to Berlinale Talents. Can you tell us a little bit about what this program represents and how important was it for you to change the name?
Well, the name change was actually a process that took us a few years, as you can imagine, because the Berlinale Talent Campus had established itself quite a bit, also as a name. Many people, many emerging filmmakers around the world know or have been the then Talent Campus.
Of course, yes.
But at some point, after, let's say, 10 years, which we celebrated in 2011, we realized that it was actually something that didn't really fit the content anymore, the program that we offer, because many people coming to us are filmmakers who are in their first, let's say, 5 to 10 years of their career, and coming back to a campus or even applying for a campus sometimes made them ask, I'm not sure if this program is for me. And we also felt that in the press or with partners that we started working with, we always had to explain that the campus was not a program for students, that many people still kept thinking actually that it was. In the meantime, it's quite clear also with a huge amount of alumni that we have. We have almost 5,000 people in the world that have attended our event in the past 12 years.
Quite a figure there.
That's quite a figure, yeah. And we felt that actually our main focus are the filmmakers, the film professionals that we invite, the talent, so to say. The most important thing is that at the beginning of the year that the Berlinale does discover and invite these talents to join in, come to the festival, learn for professionals, work on projects as well. So we felt, let's get rid of the name Campus at some point and also make clear that the program has developed itself in the past 12 years and has actually become a bit more mature.
Yes.
And that our main focus are actually the talents and not a bunch of the renowned guests that we had in the past 12 years, and there's quite some reputed names among them.
Right.
So it's really about an exchange, and that's what we also wanted to make clear in the name. And with a new name, we felt it would be a good reason to maybe make a new and a fresh and a more up-to-date logo as well. And we're very happy with that.
I think it's very important because, of course, the film industry has evolved massively over the last 12 years that this program has been running in itself. So yeah, it's very important to work with the current state of affairs, if you like. I was interested in how, because of course this is running alongside the competition movie, so this is another part of the Berlin Film Festival. How does it fit in with the overall film festival? Do you invite guests that are coming to the main competition, for example? Do any of those guests ever feel like they want to be part of this collaborative process just out of interest, for
Absolutely.
Example?
You said right. I mean, we're a program that runs alongside the film festival. That means we're in the middle of the film festival. We have a very specific focus, and the big difference with many parts of the Berlin Film Festival is that we hardly screen films at Berlinale Talents.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is invite people because we think they're talented. What we do as well is invite, of course, tutors, mentors, experts, lecturers, and part of this group of people has actually a new film in one of the Berlinale programs. You mentioned already the competition, but Berlinale has 10 different sections,
yes,
where films are being screened. So in total, we're talking about around 400 films being premiered in Berlin every year. So you can imagine that we have quite a big pool of filmmakers that could possibly also come to Berlinale Talents to teach, to talk about their work, to share their experiences. We don't just do that by inviting people and saying, you have a new film, can you please tell us how you made it?
But of course,
come up with themes, we have topics ourselves, and we always link it to the interest of the young filmmakers that we invite. So
yeah,
we think about what would be interesting for a young professional, for somebody who has started in the industry, who has experience but wants to sort of establish him or herself a bit better. Then we ask experts or filmmakers to come talk about specific projects, illustrating that by the films that they might also present in Berlin.
It seems like there's a great buzz about the whole film experience and the collaborations and people working from all all different levels with all different disciplines. I think that's a really exciting thing to be a part of.
Absolutely. And that's also the thing that makes the event quite unique, because we talk about filmmakers that we invite every year, but actually we're talking about film professionals. So we really invite directors, we invite producers, screenwriters, sound designers, editors, actually everybody working full-time and on a professional level in the film industry can apply and can be selected for Berlinale Talents.
I actually wanted to come on to that next. Yeah. I can imagine this is a very competitive selection process. From what I understand, over 4,000 applicants this year, 4,167 to be precise, and but only, of course, 300 can be selected from 79 countries, I believe. So it's fantastic that there's a whole melting pot there from around the world with experiences culturally as well.
It's quite amazing. 300, you think, wow, that's a big group. And actually presenting 300 new fresh faces at the beginning of the year is actually a big group to say, like, these are the promises for the film industry.
Absolutely.
If you imagine how many people apply and how many people would like to come, it's actually a tiny percentage of the people we can select. And that means also that we, of course, pick the very best. It's sometimes hard to say why people are the best or why they have been selected this year. Some people also like apply a couple of times.
Right.
Our explanation is always that we say, well, somebody might be a brilliant filmmaker, but it's also about the talent. And I think that's part of being talented. It's also to be able to fit into a program and explain why you think it really makes sense that you'd like to come there, why you want to bring a project maybe that you want to work on, because that's what we offer as well in our week.
Yeah.
So we also select the people where we feel we can do something for them in that week, and they're not too far, not too advanced, or maybe their project is not developed enough, so they will be here and realize that as well. We tell them, please apply again next year, because next year we'll probably be able to help you better.
Talent is about nurturing, as the Berlinale programs have all demonstrated. Now, you talked about the selection process there, and what I really liked about this program is the fact that everyone is treated like a professional, as you explained earlier, and it doesn't matter what level of experience they have, as long as they demonstrate that within their field they have a certain talent and a willingness to collaborate is also part of that process. But I understand that there's four areas of this particular program. There's Summit, Studios, Project Labs, and Talent Press. Would you be able to just summarize kind of in a couple of sentences what each of these do and how they help participants?
Well, we have one part of the program which we call the Summit. You mentioned it already. It's a public part where we have masterclasses, seminars, lectures by experts. We call everybody speaking an expert at Talents. It's a public part. It means that the talents are invited. They get a ticket from us for free. And also Berlin audiences, Berlinale audiences can basically get a ticket and attend these sessions as well, which is great because it also enables talents to meet with other industry guests that might be coming for masterclasses, or maybe even just people living in Berlin that might be sitting next to them. That's the big public part, and normally also the bigger names, the more well-known industry experts basically come there and talk about their work. It's actually only one-third of our program, because two-thirds consist of project labs, a range of training programs where they can develop or present films they're working on.
Okay.
And they can also present a project at the co-production market that the Berlinale has, and we help them and we train them to do that better. And the studio part of the program is a range of six different studios in which talents can basically improve their skills. Just to mention one example, we have a sound studio where sound designers and score composers can work with experts on case studies, how to improve sound design, how to work with composers, how to use the latest sound technique.
So it's very hands-on experience
very hands-on
as well.
Yeah, they're sitting in a sound studio literally, and these groups for the studios but also for the project labs are quite small. We're talking about like groups of 10 people maximum.
Okay.
And apart from sound studios, we have, for example, an acting studio, a distribution studio for distributors, but also production design or editing or post-production.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have the Talent Press program, which is a special program for film critics that we invite as well, because we believe that it's not only filmmakers, producers, screenwriters, and so on that we need to support, but also people being able to analyze and reflect and criticize films and content, basically within a deadline-oriented atmosphere like a huge film festival as the Berlinale is.
Of course, that would reflect the real world. Berlin is one of the biggest festivals of the year. It kicks off the year, if you like. So everyone is looking to Berlin to see what kind of films will be admired by the critics this year, and perhaps even the ones that are disliked by the critics, you know, and their explanation as to why. It's very important. I think that's an excellent program, very comprehensive by the sounds of things. You've thought of everything.
We come up with new ideas every year.
Obviously, with this year, as I think your previous years, you have a particular focus. So you have Ready to Play, Breaking the Rules, which is your kind of idea of focusing your young emerging talent on experimenting. Tell us a little bit about that in brief. What's the thinking behind that process?
Yeah. I mean, a good film only exists when a good story is behind it. And a good story starts with writing a script, having an idea, and really being able to turn that into a compelling story that people can identify with, can be touched by, can believe in, and so on. And we felt that it's not only about copying maybe successful formulas when it comes to what kind of film works, what kind of film has high audiences or big audiences. The theme, Ready to Play, Breaking the Rules, basically also wants to encourage, but also to kind of challenge the talents and say, like, maybe you should try different things. Maybe it's good to approach storytelling in a bit more of a playful way.
Yeah.
And not to go for things that have been done 100 times already, or you feel, okay, this is the most easy way to go. Why not try out new things? Why not mix things up? Or why not dare maybe trying out new formats or be a bit more innovative?
Absolutely. Well, convention isn't always the best way to go. As moviegoers, whether we're critics or just members of the public who love film, you know, we want to be challenged as well in what we watch. We also want to be entertained. We want to be taken away from the real world for a couple of hours and really enjoy somebody else's creation. So I guess it's very important to challenge yourself as a filmmaker in order to come up creatively with new ideas.
Absolutely. And because this is an event for film professionals, it's absolutely, I think, also asking people to ask themselves, in which way can I also refresh and renew myself when it comes to storytelling and make something that I myself might even be surprised with in the end.
Now, this year there's another first, I believe, in that the Berlinale talents will work a little bit closer with EFM, the European Film Market, and this has been called Berlinale Talents Markets Hub. What are your expectations behind this cooperative?
Actually, many of the talents that we select every year go to the European Film Market every year already. When the producers, distributors, they sometimes have market screenings and they try to sell their work or present new projects. And we felt, well, why not create actually a market hub for the talents that we select, because then they have a place to work at the market.
Right.
It's a good way for them to be highlighted 1 year and say, like, actually, I'm selected for this prestigious program at the Berlinale. I'm one of the Berlinale's talents this year. Industry professionals who are the market and are interested in working with talents or maybe discovering new talent or are interested in new film projects, they can basically come up there, ask what is around, who is around, and where they can see and read these new projects. So it will be a more easy way for people to connect and discover to emerging talents from around the world.
Whenever I'm at festivals, I find it extremely exciting, and it's always about, you know, meeting new people and connecting, exchanging ideas, and sometimes it's simply about supporting somebody whose idea you simply love. You may not be able to help them directly, but you know what? 6 degrees of separation, I'm sure all of us know somebody that knows somebody that could help. So
that's how it works. I mean, I absolutely agree, and it does happen, actually. The Berlinale notices and sees the results of that as well every year. To give you an example, 4 films in the competition of this year's Berlinale, in total there's over 20 films in competition. 4 of them have been directed and one of them is produced by alumni of Berlinale talents.
Oh, fantastic.
Overall, in the festival, there is another 58 films of alumni of Berlinale talents that have been directed or produced by alumni of our program. So coming back to the amount of 400 films being screened and a total of 62 films made by alumni, that's a quite impressive number that we're actually quite proud of.
Absolutely. And help those talents, those emerging talents, to shine in their own way with your support. Matthias Welte-Kernel, I'd love to thank you for joining us today on Fred Film Radio. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With a pleasure.
And of course, you can catch all the latest news and interviews from the 64th Berlin International Film Festival on Fred Film Radio. I'm Imani Mohammed, and this has been the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.